1. I have been doing voluntary work in an animal shelter here in Dublin, and it is the most rewarding job anyone could ever wish for. However, it is really frustrating that so many animals have to live in shelters instead of having a safe home. Another problem is that people charged with the ill treatment of animals are often given community service or pay very small fines. It's no wonder they do it again. It's about time the law was revised and more severe punishments were introduced. Our government should finally do something to encourage responsible pet ownership. 2.
I'm happy to say our shelter has a couple of special guests. Together with the Born Free Foundation, we have provided a home for 2 lion cubs. They will stay here for at least 3 months. The cubs were rescued from Romania, and we are going to look after them throughout the quarantine process, as we are currently the only centre in town with the facilities to deal with the cubs. The foundation hopes to collect enough money to send them to a reserve in South Africa as soon as possible.
3. There are 2 things that are always in short supply at animal shelters: manpower and money. So the 2 best ways you can help are by volunteering your time or making a donation. If you really love animals, the first option will be much more rewarding. Many animals that have been brought to a shelter are there because they were mistreated or kept in awful conditions. That's why they need special attention and care. Taking them for a walk or playing with them in a recently opened exercise area would make them happy beyond measure. 4.
With more than 125 years of service to animals on the island, the Guernsey Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has announced plans to renovate part of its animal shelter headquarters in St Andrews. The development will involve the reconstruction of 2 buildings so that they will conform to the upcoming changes in animal welfare law, which will become effective this September. When the work is completed, the shelter will have a building that's up to the highest standards. The work is planned to finish next year and is estimated to cost £1.8 million. The Society hopes to obtain a substantial amount of the money through fundraising.